We are on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin on the base. Just let's quickly go over the Gemara we learned yesterday to learn Tosfos. Umaisa Rishon Shenitla Trumasai. So the Gemara and the Havamina had learned Shenitla Trumasai means that Truma Gedoyle and Trumas Maisa had been taken. So the Gemara asks Pshite, Say Bezai, so it's Poshet that it's not Mukze. It is speaking about that they were, when they were, the Levi took Meiser, the Balabos gave him Meiser when it was before Miruach, before Gemar Meloche. The Nitla Himenu Trumas Meiser, Vloi Nitla Himenu Truma Gedoyla. And Trumas Meiser was taken and Truma Gedoyla was not taken. And that is the Chiddush, that even though Truma Gedoyla was not taken, it doesn't become tovul, maisa rishon doesn't become tovul l'truma gedoyla. If they were mafreshit b'shibayla. V'chiyada omar ababo omar eshlokish, maisa rishon shehikdimai b'shibayla. If they were mafreshit maisa rishon before gmar maloche, so even though later they make a gmar maloche, it is not chal achiyav of truma gedoyla. Potom mitruma gedoyla. Shenema varimaisa mimeno trumas Hashem, Meiser mina Meiser, that the whole chiyuv of the Levi is to give Meiser mina Meiser. That's all is mechuyev to give. That's the only truma is mechuyev to give. Truma is Meiser. Meiser mina Meiser, amarti lecha, v'loi truma gedoyla, truma is Meiser mina Meiser. Oma loy Rav Popper la Abaye, ihochi afilu higdimei bekri nami lifte. So yes, if you have a posik, that the pasuk says that the only on meiser the whole chiyuv is to be you a mafresh meiser before truma. So memele, so there's no chiyuv to give truma gedoyla. So this halacha should apply afilu hikdimei bekri nami lifto. Afilu there was gmar malacha. If he was mafresh meiser first, he should be potter to give truma gedoyla. Amalei, Alech, Amakrod is a different posik. Mikael Matnoi Seichem, Torimu, and the posik is, Eskol Trumas Hashem. That from all the Matonis, which includes Meiser, she should give Kol Trumas Hashem. You should give Truma Gdeil also. Umarois, so how do you know to say that to be Mechalik? I Idgen, Vahai, Loi Idgen. So Rashi learns Pshat that together of Idgon is Chala Olav, as soon as there was Gmar Meloche, Chala Olav Trume Kedersiv Reishes de Goncho. So therefore, since the Chiyuv Afroshes Trume was Chal, Ilka Kishok La Levi, so if the Levi took it, but since already on this Tfuah was Chal already a Chiyuv Afroshes Trume, Boy Adur Lekoyim Treimi Meye Shemay Bereishe Vahodar Echad Meyesot. Zoktaisvis, hai idgan, midinokat idgan, mashme afilu loiro pnei abayit. So what I was always given is, even though there was no rias pnei abayit, that it was not yet brought into the house, there's also a din that if they were mafrish the meiser, they were mafrish the meiser, after Gmar Meloche, before Rias Pnei Abayis, so the Aloche is, you are chayev to be mafresh Truma Gedoyla. So Tosfos asks Teime, Akati afilu higdimei bekri, afilu there was Gmar Meloche, nami loy lechayev, elo beidgen vero Pnei Abayis. So Tosfos asks Amor and Dikikashe, lechayre the whole lomdis of Idgen is the way Rashi says, the chala olav chayvas trume. That if the chiyuv trume was chal already, so it does not become nifka through that he made it meiser. It is still tovul the trume gedoyla. But the halacha is, we hear this halacha in brachas also. The chsidim arishayim and the deiris arishayim and the deiris achrayim, that the chiyuv of Tevel, the Araisa is Chal, after he is Pnei Abayis, and it was Nichnas Derech Pesach Hashah, then it becomes Tevel. Kozman, there's no he is Pnei Abayis, so it's only a Tevel Derabono. So after Miruach, after Gemar Meloche, it also wasn't Chal the Chiyuv Trumeh. So why is there the din after became Dagon is Mechuyev to give Truma Gedoyla? What's the din before Idgen and after Idgen? Both Tziyunim, there's no Chiyev min HaTeira to be Mafrish Truma. V'yeshloina, the Eloi Kosa Avari Moise, what would be if it would not say Bechlau, this Pasuk? The first Pasuk that says there's only Mechuyev to give Trumas Maise. Hava mine de kulam chayom afilo lo yidga. I would think that he's mechuyev to give truma gedayla also, even though he kdi my bishiboyla. I mean, because pshat is poshet without a posik, so he gave him meiser. So this became meiser rishon, and now they became gemar meloche. So why shouldn't the gemar meloche be mechayev et truma gedayla? So zich will be mechuyev et truma gedayla without a posik. Is hashte d'chsiv kro, not that it does say a posik. So the posik says that what? It is a ptur of truma gedoyla. Muk milei b'mistava, b'haynu loy idgan, shafilu ro apnei abayis loy ho yochai. So look, it says mistava is that the posik is only speaking about if it became meiser before the gmar meloche. So then riyas pnei abayis also wouldn't be a mechayev. But if it became meiser after gmar meloche, so then mistava is that you mechuyev to be mafresh truma gedoyla with riyas pnei abayis. Dachsachmir, the svara of Tosfos is that after Idgan, l'chayre there's two halachas. There's one halacha that in order to be mechayev truma gedoyla, it has to be after gemar meloche. It becomes tevel d'iraisa after gemar meloche. There's another halacha that in order to become tevel, you need riyas pnei abayis. So l'chayre, the two halachas are as follows. The first halach is a din in the heftze. That the tvua does not become tevel, because man it's not a matzav of dogon. Only dogon becomes mechuyev betevel. The second halach, that in order to be mechuyev, you need riyas pnei abayis. So that's a din that the chiyuv bepoil, that means the chevtze is a chevtze that is a bar chiyuv trume. That means on this chevtze could be chala chiyuv trume. This chevtze is a bar tevel. No, there's a zaitike haloche that the chiyuv bepoil is not chal, cause man there wasn't riyuv nearby. But there's no chesorin in the chevtze. That means mitzad the chevtze, it's a bar tevel. No, this a zaitik izach, which doesn't let the din tevel to be chal. So the gilui akro is that if you made it maisa before it became a chevtze, sheroi lochel olav chiyev trume shuvei nechala. That means after it's dogon, so the tvu is a zachevtze, that's roi, this is tvu that it could be chal the chiyev trumane. So tvua that could be chal the chiyuv trume, so memel atake is chal when the time comes, when there's riyas pnei abayis. If it was made maiser became something that it is such a tvua that is not bechlal roi lochil olav chiyuv trume. So since when it became maiser, it wasn't roi lochil olav chiyuv trume. So memel atake is never chal the chiyuv trume. When it even though later it changed. But the chiyuv trume is not chal. That's more or less what Tosfos is saying. He says the chiddush akro, it's a chiddush. So tfasta merube loy tfasta. So I say the chiddush akro is only if when does meisel pata from trume gedoylam? If the shame meisel was chal on it when it wasn't roi lochel all of chiyuv trume. When if the Shein Maisa was Chal after was Roy Lochil Olav Chiyev Trume, so Memele, then that is not Mafkia the Chiyev Trume to be Chal. Inami Yesh Loima. The second Teretz of Tosfos is that Fakert, it's a good Tekashe. that if the lomdus is that if it became meiser before the chiyuv truma was chal, so the chiyuv truma is never chal. Is inami yeshlay mahad nokat idgan haynu kechol dinay. The gemara doesn't only mean that there was a gemar malachim. It means sherov pnei abayis. That it was gemar malachim plus riyas pnei abayis. Al the milsa de psike nokat. Dikel aman dom of abom mitziyad lebin riyas pnei abayis ala bezaysim vanovim de lav ne goyren inu. But tvue is chayiv b'tevul, afilu before he is pnei abayis, that's what the Gemara says, itga. But in Emerson, the yisod adavar is, if the chayiv, that the whole, when is the chayiv trume not nifka, if it was already chal before it became meiser. So, lahaloch, if we need riyas pnei abayis, so the chayiv trume will not be chal if it became meiser before he is pnei abayis. Umayser sheini, we heard in the Mishneh, umayser sheini shenivdu. Frag the Gemara pshite, if it was nivde, so versteht sich, it's not mukze. So the Gemara says, loy tzriche shenosan es hakeren, loy nosan es hachoymish, no kamash mulon da ein choymish ma'akev. He wants to tell us that the chaimish is not ma'akev, the chilul of the ma'aser shein. So as soon as he gives the keren, it's nischalul. There's a chiyuv to give chaimish, but it is not ma'akev. Just a small ha'orele, the Rambam in Perik Hey, Halacha Yud Beis from Hilchas Ma'aser Sheini, says as follows. Af al pi she'ein ha'chaimish ma'akev, va'arei nischalul, that's the din. But lo yoichal ad sheyitein achoymish. But the din is he's not allowed to eat it. Vafilu b'shabes gzeire shema yipsha v'lo yitein. So there's a psa din darabonon that he's not permitted to eat it. Tzal kaponim v'afal pikin darambam paskins in the Hilchis Shabbos like our Gemara that nosan es hakerem v'lo nosan es achoymish l'maisen is not mukte. So weiss the chayis that in order to have a shem mukze, that's totally in the chevtze. That the chevtze, chazal asert, that one is only permitted to be metaltal, oichlim, mashkim, and kalim. Something that does not fall into this category, eitzim bavonim, is not allowed to be metaltal on Shabbos. So memele, so that's lechayra the chiddush of the Gemara. Since the chaimish is not ma'akev, so lemaise, it's neschalo, it's roi la'achile. No, there's ali the reveal, I'm not allowed to eat it. There's a din on me. But that, what I'm not allowed to eat it, al knas, that will not make it mukze. This chiddish, shteitach an agemore. That's only if the chavit mitzad achzmoy doesn't have a shame oichel. But here, I mean, it would be very interesting to show for me that all Isuri the Rabbanan are Isuri Chevtze. And then Fakir, this Gzeir is an Issa Gavre. So an Issa Gavre cannot make that the Chevet should become Chevtze Shalmukte. Zoktois, this Okamash Malon, the Ein Chaimish Ma'ak. Va'aval Gav, the Miboilon, the Pedek Azovi Ma'ak Viloi. The Gemara has a shaila if the chaimish is ma'akev. V'loi poshet me'ochet. So l'cheri even off in the Mishnah, else the kash is pshite. Mishum dava motzi l'mitchi daga v'achine tanya. He says the others, he wants to say, ma'isu sheini sheloi nivde. So the Mishnah is saying, dava v'yifuchoi. Ma'isu sheini sheloi nivde is yachidik shamele. So could be, and if you say chaimish ma'akev, would mean ma'aser sheini shaloi nivde, even though nosan segam nosan sachaimish, they say dove vifuchai, so here ma'aser sheini shenivde means afilu was nivde legamri. There's no special chiddush in this halach. Va'atumis ha'yovesh, davki yovesh. So atumis ha'yovesh, we said, is not mukte, neishu machul, le'izem olaniyim. That's davke yovesh, avolach loy, my time kiven the morir loy ochlo. So the Ritva says that the Morish Umar, so the Ritva says, it does not mean that it's not edible. It means it's Nechel al Yedei Adchak. Bafal Pikein, it doesn't have a Teres Eichel. Avol Loi Esa Tevel. But Tevel is Mukze. Fregt die Gemara Pshite, Leitzriche betevel tovel mi darabonon. What's a tevel darabonon? Shezoroi ba'otzit she'ein einokiv. And in order to be chayiv, betevel has be yoytze yasode. So if it's ozori ba'otzit she'ein einokiv, so it's only a tevel darabonon. Va'af al piken, it has a teiris mukze. The Chassam Sofer brings down that he asks, he brings a Ritven, Erevin, that asks a Kashe, is Bakant, the Shittas HaRashba is, that Iser de Rabbonon, one is permitted to be, to give a cotton. The Shittas HaRashba is that one is permitted to give a cotton to eat an Iser de Rabbonon, that we machalim, to suffer lay an Iser de Rabbonon. That is, Tzeirich HaKotten al Koponim, it is Mutter. That is the Lechatchila, one is permitted to give to a cotton. Frekt a Ramoyer de Kikashe. Say, Bezoi, Tevel, Tovel, the Rabbonon. So why is it Mukze? Even though I can't eat it, but I can give it to my cotton. He wants to say, could be, he wants to emphasize Kashe, could be the Rashba Lashitosoi is not too gefällig. He wants to say two nekudas. He says there are other shitas that hold that the bemesin, there are two shilas. In giving a cotton, the hedya, a iser, that is a shila of loy sachilum. Now the iser, and iser drabon is a drabon deka loy sachilum. Now this iser of loy sachilum is not an iser that's miyuchid to a father. This has nothing to do with chinuch. This is an Issa, by Shrotzen, by Dam, by Malta, by Tumis Koinim. We have a lot of limudim that one is not permitted to give a cotton an Issa. So this is an Issa that applies to everyone. There's a lot of Lois Achila. So this, the Rashba said, that this Issa of Lois Achilum, this applies, is only by an Issa de Raisa. An Issa de Rabono, you're allowed to give a cotton. Fine. But the Chassam Sofer wants to say, but could be a father will not be permitted, a father won't be permitted al tzchinuch. Just like there's a din cotton oichel nevelis ein bezden mitzuvin la frishay, but the father is mechuyev al tzchinuch to stop him. So memele is the Chassam Sofer, so he says the Rashba was never speaking about a father. The Rashba was speaking about someone else. So someone else would have theoretically been iso derais alois achilum. So here, Anissa the Bonnet is not Lay Sachilum. But a father is not permitted to give to Altschinach, the father won't be permitted to give to the child. Novos, good, so I can't give it to my child. But I can give it to my Shochan's child. So Lucheir Baita shouldn't be Mukze. I can give it to the Shochan's child. So he says, the Rashba Lashitos. We mentioned yesterday that the Rashba says, the Rashba is chaylik an Taisvus. The Rashba and the Ramban are chaylik an Taisvus. Taisvus asks Akashe, that by Dmai, the Gemara says that why is Dmai not Mukze? The boy Mavke l'nichse, it's possible for him to eat it if his Mavke is nechosim. So Taisvus says, the Gemara could have said a different lomdis. That since it's chazi la'oni, so remember, just like the Gemara said by Trume, since it's chazi l'koyein, so it's not mukze for me. So the same thing, since it's chazi loni, it's not mukze for me. So the Rashba and the Ramban both say, no, there's a gewaldic chiluk. Chazi l'koyein doesn't make it mukze because I won't use it. It's not oimit for me to eat it. I'm mechuyev to give it to the koyein. So memele, so that's the shimush of this machel to be given to the koyein. So therefore, the koyein can't eat it. So Mela does never teiris mukta. Masha'in came by the mai. Zicha I could give it to Anoni. But I don't have any intent to give it to Anoni. I want to eat it myself. But today I can't eat it because it's the mai. So I'll put it away for tomorrow. So Memela, so today it's Taka Muktzit. Today it doesn't have that was the only Kurid that gave the Nishtan. But I hold by eating it myself. And for myself, today it's Taka not edible. Tomorrow it'll be edible. So the Chassam Sofer wants to say, Saibazoi is there good. So the Rashba l'shitosoi, so Pshat is like this. By Tevel Tovel the Rabbonon, we yes the Kasha, it shouldn't be Muktzit, he can give it to his son. So what was the Teret? So he said, he's not allowed, even according to the Rashba, he's not allowed to give it to his son, al tzedin chinuch. Al tzedin lo yisachilum, he'd be permitted to give it to a cotton. But to his son, he's not allowed to give it al tzchinuch. So yes, the Kashi can give it to Yenim's son. So he said, Yenim's son, I don't hold by giving it away to someone else. I intend to eat it myself. Tomorrow I'm going to be mafrish the from the tevel, I'm going to make a nice tevel. So Mamela, it's mamish like the Mai. So the Rashba l'shitosa, he says, L'chayre, it's not too bad. But then he asks, it's not so poshut because others hold that Odin Chinuch is only on a ben, not on a bas. So what if he has a daughter in the house and the wife? Others hold there's no chiyuv of Chinuch. So it's, the ha'ore is a good ha'ore. That's a psalach samsoifa remains. Avo loy es ha'tevo. V'ho da oma rabbe b'peire kire, tevel muchenu eitzel shabbat, shim ovar v'tiknoi mesukin, hani mili le'inyin bitul kli mehichonai, shloich mirul k'moy le'inyin tiltul b'yadai. Now let us see for 1 minute Taisvis and daf mem gimel amed aleph, and then we'll come back to this Taisvis. The Gemara asks Akasha, Rav Chisda says one is not permitted to be mekabel that muktzeh, to see that muktzeh should go into a keli, to mevatel kli mehichone. He's mevatel the kli. So by making the kli muktzeh, so it's either it's similar to seisa, it's considered like he's destroying the keli, or pshat is that he's being mechaber the keli to the mokim that it is in. Al kaponim, that is the issa of mevatel kli mehechone. So the Gemara asked Akash and Rav Chisda Eisvei Abaye, Chovi shel tevel shenishbaro, mevi kli acher o meiniach tachtel, and this keli is mekabel the tevel. It's mevatel kli mehechone. O maloi tevel muchenu eitzel shabbos shim oval v'tiknei mesukin. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Muchenu, she'ein by muktzeh. It is not, the tevel is not muktzeh. Elo isuroi. It is only when it is osur it is muktzeh. She'ein by muktzeh el isur. It is only osur when, it is only muktzeh when it is osur. She'ein by muktzeh el isuroi. Vim bo echod va'ova adivrei chachomim. Sha'asru litroim b'shabes v'tiknoi mesukin umuta letalploi ila ochloi hilkach lav mevatal kli meyechonei choshevloi. So what does Rashi say? So l'chayre Rashi is telling us that the din of kivin the iskatsoi for some reason does not apply by tevel. Es l'chayre the svar would be since bein hashmoshes it was tevel and it wasn't mesukin, so it's not min hamuchen. So it wasn't like this is a didvayechino as a shayaviyu. One should only eat dvarim muchanim. So the teretz is that for some reason tevel is called muchan. That means if it for some way it will become ois tevel, it's muchan teeth. That's called a davar hamuchan. Basher usham, it is now it is muktzeh. But if it will become mesukin, it will become ois muktzeh. It will be called muchan. That's l'chayre pshat muchenu eitzel shabbos sheim ova v'tiknoi mesukin. So let us see Taisvitz. So Taisvitz says tevel muchenu eitzel shabbos afo pi she'osa l'taltaloi k'disnan v'peirik mefanim. So Taisvitz says now you're not allowed to be metaltalit. Mikol mokaim loichoshev mevatel kli meheichonoi kiven dim ova v'siknoi mesukin. So, dachsach mir, Taisvis means to say as follows, that Basher Usham, that's what it says in our Mishnah, Tevel is Ichemukze. If you weren't Misakin, it's Ichemukze. No, Lechoyre, it's not considered Mevatel Kli Mehechonis. Kivin Dim Ova Vatikne Mesukin. So Lechoyre, that's what Taisvis means. That means the Gedar Mevatel Kli Mehechonis. Let's say the Lomdus is, it's called, I'm destroying the Keli, because the Keli cannot be moved anymore. So since there's a possibility that the keli can be moved, if I'll be misakin the tevel, so the tevel becomes roi lachila, and the tevel becomes roi lachila, so mamele the keli is also no more a bosses to adova mukze. So mevatel kli meichono, you have to put in adova mukze, which I'm 100% sure will remain mukze the whole Shabbos. This is called mevatel kli meichonet. But if I'm putting in a dove mukze, that there's a possibility that it might become ois mukze, and not only a possibility, it's called mucham. I mean, it's muchenu. That means you're allowed to eat it, so it's called that this is muchen mi boy yoim. That means that this is taken into consideration that I'm permitted to eat it, so it's called that this is muchen to be eaten. So something that in Allah is called muchen to be eaten, so we're taking into consideration the possibility that it may be misukin and it's oimed leheyochel. So that's not called, you destroyed the keli. That's l'chayre what Taisvus is saying. In Mavatal Kli Meichono, you need a mukze that is mukze taket, that will remain mukze the whole Shabbos. Since this is considered mucham, it is not considered Mavatal Kli Meichono. I think that is what Taisvus means to say. And there's a geshmak esvore. Just like others hold that if you put in mukze, Taisvus sheet is like this, if you put in mukze b'day to take it out in the middle of Shabbos, so it never becomes, there's no din of keeping this katzoy, and it doesn't become a bosses for the whole Shabbos, because it wasn't put in the chatchila to be a bosses for mukze the whole Shabbos. So tevel, since it has in it a shame mucham, so memele, so there's no din of mavatel, it's not considered as mavatel the keli, since there's a possibility that the keli might still be used. Here Taisvis asks the same kasha, Tevel muchenu eitzel Shabbos. Shim oval v'tiknoi mesukin. So tevel is called muchen. Hani mi li linyin bitl kli meichonoi. So therefore, so it's not called bitl kli meichonoi. Shaloi ichmiru k'moi le'inyin tiltul biyodai. They weren't machme like tiltul biyadayim. So it seems, Taisvis asked Akashe, if it's called mucham, so why can he be metaltal it now? If it is called mucham, why can he be metaltal it now? That seems that's Taisvis kashe. So Taisvis says, l'gabi mevatel kli meichonai, it's now considered mucham. Aber l'gabi letaltal biyadayim, now it's not considered l'gabi that, they didn't say this svara that it's called muchen to be metaltal now. L'chayre, I don't understand b'chlal Taisvis kasha. L'chayre, I understood that when it's mukze, it's icha mukze. I mean, there's no shaila that now it is mukze. Now it's not edible. For example, unless there's a shaila in this, we hear Taisvis taf yutesam advais, Taisvis yutesam advais said, that if a person has a raw piece of meat, so Taisvus said, so why isn't it called noilet? They put a raw piece of meat in a pot as soon as it became Shabbos. So why isn't it called noilet? So Taisvus says, because he's soymech on it, that it's bobo oilam, the meat is here, and he's soymech that it's going to get cooked by Shabbos in the morning. So mele, it's not called mukze. Fine. But let me ask a pertinent question. What will be when it is raw? He put in a raw piece of meat and it is Shabbos now. Taisus held that then it is it now mukze? In Shabbos will become roi lachila. It's not called noilet. But lachayre now it's felt unedible. Unless you will say that if later it's going to be roi, if later it's oimed lachila, so now it's not called mukze. I don't understand the svara. Now it doesn't have a teres oichel. Unless there is such a svara, if there is such a svara, that's if later it's going to become oimed la'achila, so now also shouldn't have a teiris mukta. Then I understand Taisvus kasha. So Taisvus says, yes, so why can't you be metaltal now? If it's called muchen, so the muchen should make that now, it's also not mukta. That's how it seems that our Taisvus learned. And Taisvus says, dakas the kechalukim. You reckon with the later, and you say now it's not called mevatel kli mechonai. You don't reckon with the later. But the rehitis loshna tesis would seem that misvore chitzoyne that what you say tevel muchenu, that if you're masakin it's called muchen, so misvore that should make that now gufet doesn't have a teiris muktzefila before you were masakin. That's how it seems from tesis. The loy meiser rishain shall I not la trumas. Frag the gemore pshite, if you didn't take trume, versteht sich jetzt tabel. Loy tzriri shegdimai bekri, it is speaking about shegdimai bekri, that he was mafrish meiser bekri, after gebar meloche. Shenot a man a meiser, will not a man a trume gedoy, mahu de teime, kedom alei rapopo la baie. That what we should say the pasuk v'meisimena meisim should apply in this case also. Kamash malon kedushani leyabai. Kedushani leyabai. Shlonitra trumos is a drashi kosal kedaita shlonitra trumes meiser shaloi. So that pshita is trumos is not shlonitra trumes gedoyla. V'loyes meiser shayni shaloi nivde. Fragt die Gemara Pshite, wo es loin nifte, so it's not edible. So versteht sich, jetzt muckt sie. Loi zriche de nifdu, wo loin nifdu ke hilchosa. It was nifte, but wasn't nifte ke hilchosa. What is Pshat? Meiser shepodoi al gabi asimoi. The Meiser sheini was nifte al gabi asimoi. So Rashi and Azov learns, Rashi also says the same thing, asimoi shein al of tzure. But it doesn't have a tzure. It is a, we'll see, it has, the way Taisvus says in Hazov, that an asimain, according to Rashi, asimain hu mois shenasu bereiche u ba'oivi u bemishkol hamadbeya hayoitzi be'ir. But it doesn't have a tzure. We have to understand the money bizman chazal meant something. That means that the value of the money was lying in the coin. It had the silver, the amount of silver. That means it had everything. And the tzure was like a hechsher from the government that it is true taki, that this is this amount of silver and that there's this and this value. But Kozman, there was no tzure, it's not yaitzi b'yaitzo. People will not, it's not used as currency since there's no hersher from the government on it. Al koponim, so that is an asimain. An asimain means it has all the components of a matbeye besides the tzure. So memele in the rachmonam of etzalta kesef b'yodecha dovor sheyesh b'yitzure. Hegdish, now it says Hegdish alay nivdu, shechilulu al gabi kalke. Dachmon omar, v'nosa na kesef pekomle. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, we said, asimin shein alov tzura. Let us see Taisvi. Shepodoy agav asimoy, hod enoket asimoy, hainu deloy ke rabbi doise. De bepeirik hazo, Rabbi Doisa holds that asibain is good. Rabbi Motzi lemeime mois hanitnoi simile beis hamelchitz ledivrei haker. Mois hanitnoi simile beis hamelchitz was something that the balon had to know how many people are coming. So they used to give him types of a token. That they should know how many towels to prepare, how much water to put into the melchitz. So these tokens were not a potential coin. These tokens were not. That's how Taisus Nazov explains the difference between an asimain and mois hanitnoi simin lebeis hamelchitz. That asimain had all the components of a matbeya, the roichev and the oivim, the mishkol, and these mois and nitnei similar beis hamelchitz did not have all these components. So memela, so therefore Abdoisa holds that one could be paid with an asim, and that's called kesef tzuri. So the Gemara did not have to get involved in a machloikis and say it's speaking about shepodei agav asimai. But Taisu says, Ela mishum dimkein maika mashmala. The Mishnah wants to tell us a revusa also. If he used a coin, that is zich and not a coin according to everybody, is doch weiter pshite. Aval hashte ke mashmalon ke rabonon. Here he's telling us fakert. Like the rabonon, that asimain does not have a teures kesef tzuri. But not like Avdois. V'nosan ha kesef v'komloi. So the Gemara says you cannot be paid the kalke with you cannot be paid the hegdish with kalke because the pasuk says v'nosan ha kesef v'komloi. So Taisa says number one, ain't a pasuk king. There's no such pasuk. Ela v'yosaf chamishis kesef elkecha olav v'komloi. So why didn't the Gemara bring the correct pasuk? The derech hashas lekatzer, the loymer beloshin acher kotzer. Kehi de perik hado, Rabbi Chanine biyoyme de rosach loymatzli. The day that he was in kas, he did not daven. Shenema batzor al yoyre. When a person is ang, he's disturbed. Al yoyre, so that means he shouldn't paskin, and also he shouldn't daven. If there's missing tzlilis hadas. Now Taisva says in Erevin, between you and me, there's no shenema batzor al yoyre. There's no such pasuk in the world that says batzor al yoyre. There's a pasuk in Iyuv that has mamish different words in Gansen, and the intent of this pasuk is batzor al yoyre. But there's no such pasuk really. That's a Rabbeinu Tam in Erevin. So, but the Gemara says Shenema Batzor Al Yeire. The Beis Mishkei Niyibi. It's a shvere teichin the pasuk also. So the Gemara says Batzor Al Yeire. Faltik. Shenema. So we take it face value. But that's the derech of Chazal. Beperik Haroye Shenema Kol Achloimis Hilchim Achapes. Shteitin pasuk. Shenema Kol Achloimis Hilchim Achapes. So the Gemara says Shenema. Where is there such a pasuk? So the Gemara says because Kashe Posar Kein Hoya. So the shenemer is kasha posa kainoy, but the gemara being shenema, why do you have to bring in the whole thing? Kol achloim is hilchem acharape. So the meila, let us not be in the spoil about this Omar. It's Chazal sometimes brought false psukim, as long as it's the you get the gist of what the opinion, the kashalari. Name a kesef davke. If let us say kesef davke, how could you be paid with metautlim? The chitay me dishav kesef ke kesef. Why you say there's a svor? No, misvor shav kesef ke kesef. You could always sell it and get kesef. So meile in shav kesef look kesef. So Taisa says that is not true. Chode de gabi nezikin matzorchin and kro yoshiv l'rabi shav kesef. If you'll tell me misvore shove kesef ke kesef, so why does the Gemara need to darshan kesef yoshiv lebolov? That yoshiv, he can give something that's not kesef, yoshiv lerabi shove kesef. It's a svore. Boy, dim keina filu karke nami mamanushech. If you're going with svores, so karke is also shove kesef ke kesef. Minol el mute karke. But Aces the Pasuk says kesef, so how can you split the hair? Shove kesef yet and kalkina. By Marie de Mechlal or Prat Nafke, can this name the prayer is perkesh prayer le nachel. The Gemara says there as follows. Ein poidim, loi ba avodim, veloi be karkois, veloi be hekdeshis. They are speaking about Pidyon HaBen. Umeforish be Gemara, the boy le meimel, not veloi be hekdeshis, veloi hekdeshis, bechol eilu. That hegdish, you can also not be poide bekarkois abavodim. The forish bigmore, yeah. In yipidium bechayel, in yipidium bechayel, tashin en hosom klalo prat. There the gemore derives this halacha from a klal prat or klal. Ptuyim en chaydish klal, kesef prat, if the chosa vekolo. Ma ha prat, mefeirish, dover ha metaltol, the gufay momen, is memeles, everything else is also davar metaltel v'gufay momin lafuki avodim kakois. So also make a klal prat a klal. The nosan klal kesef prat v'kom loichos or v'kolal. We have some emailu. You also have a klal prat a klal. Miu b'teres kainim dorish lay mikro achinim. Teres kainim darshins that you cannot be paid the hegdish with karkois from a different post, not from this post. Teres kainim it says v'chol erkecho yiyeh b'shekel akedish. Ma talmud loima lefi shenemar upodoy b'erkecho yochil b'avodim mishtoris v'karkois talmud loima b'shekel akedish. Ein li elas lo yiminayim l'rabeis kol dovo hametaltol tamaloyim apoda be'erkecha. Kein lo mitzis upset says apoda be'erkecha, then says b'shekel ha'kodesh. Kein lo manema b'shekel, b'chad l'avodim mishtoros v'kakoyis. Ela kein zem emeil, that's the makoyer, that is the makoyer of that yimamayit kakoyis by pidyin hegdish. Ela kein derech ha'shash en imei v'ikar ad-roshe. Kemoyshe rogil lohavi binoreo beisavir. The Gemara brings in Ksubis that how do we know shvach the kol shvach in the urim lavir, that the monetary benefits that a nairo gets goes to the fathers. The Moshe binoreo beisavir kol shvach in the urim lavir. Havel gavdi baforos nedorma dursi. This pasuk is not speaking about bchalal shusay momen. It is speaking about the dinim of a forest nadorim. So we have to be satisfied with a lot of things, not the correct droshe, the Chazal Kedam all bring the wrong pasuk also. Maybe there is a pasuk to bring. Zok the Gemara weiter. V'loy es haluf. What did we have in the Mishnah? We had in the Mishnah, after the Mishnah said the Isurim that are Mukze, V'lo yes haluf, V'lo yes hachalbu, Shimon Gamliel matir beluf. Shimon Gamliel is matir beluf. Ibnei shehu machol oyrvi. Rashi says, Lo oyrvim kugayn ashirim shemegavlan oyrvim legdula. That is the Indian of Luf. Tana Rabbono, Metaltlem es Achotzov Mibnei Shehu Machol Letzvi. Now Chotzov, Rashi says, is an Esev Shemishtarish Ba'oime Kenegdoi, that the shroshim go perpendicularly down, the ein shrosh of mispashtim, uboi tichem Yeshua es haoretz li Yisrael. This was used as boundaries because this goes straight down and one could know the boundary. Metaltum es hachotzov, mivnei shehu machol etzvi. There's a machol for a tzvi. Es hachaldol, mivnei shehu machol liyoin. This is a machol liyoin. Now, the Piskei Arid explains that Tanakama held that tzvoim ubnei yoine, these two people are megadol, the bnei achile, the muta b'achile. So memele, so therefore it's not mukta because a person has such animals in his reshus. So therefore it is not mukta. Now by chaldol we have over here a machloikis, the Tana of our Mishneh and the Tana of this Baraisa. The Tana of our Mishnah says that v'loyes achardul, that chardul is mukze, and the Tana of this Baraisa holds es achardul b'nei shu machol liyoyne. So the Rashba explains what is the machloikis, the Tana of the Mishnah, the Tana of Baraisa. that the Tan of the Mishnah holds Stome Lemachal Odom Koy, that it's Oymed Lemachal Odom. The Kiv in the Hashta Loichozilei Matzilei Miyainim. So the Mele Fakir, the Rashba Lashitosa, just like by Dmai the Rashba says, I mean, he has no intentions of giving it Anoni. He's going to fix it tomorrow. So in the stomach, this raw chaldol, why should he give it to the yoinim? He'll fix it up tomorrow for himself and he'll have the chaldol. So therefore, the Tanakama holds, it's mukta. It has no use today. The Tan of the Braisa holds the datoy nami ayoinim, that he's not makta the shimush of chaldol. He has yoinim, and yoinim seem to enjoy chaldol. So memela, so it's not mukta. That is the machloikis, the Tana of the Mishnah, the Tana of the Sparais. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, af metaltel shivrei zechuchis, ibnei shu machel lenamiyos. Shivrei zechuchis, now, namiyos is a b'nois hayana, Rashi says. Now, this namiyos is already, this is not oimed lachila. This was, this is like an oire, we'll see, the Ashira maybe had such pets. But, so Rav Shimon Gamliel says, af metaltlim, so since there's a possibility he could have a bas hayano, we'll see in the Gemara, so memele, so shivrei schuchis is also not mukta, there's a use for shivrei schuchis. Machol apila, if this is a machol, for namiyois, So that makes it oif mukta. So chavila is moiris is a machol for pila. Rab Shimon Gamliel, namiyo is shchichi. That's a shchichtike animal to have around. Pilin lo shchichi. So memela, so that what, you're right that it's a machol pilin, but it's since the pilin ma lo shchichi, so memela is a teiris mukta. Is makta data milishtamish boy because pilin lo shchichi. Omar ameina, Vohu de islay namiyos. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Rav Shimon Gamliel said that shivrei schuches is not mukta. That tafke if he has namiyos. Omar Rav Ashi lameima. So if we're speaking about that, it's speaking about he has namiyos. Al de kamalei Rav Nos Rav Shimon Gamliel. Chavi leiz meiris yitaltol imnei shomachal apilin. So Mamela, so why does Rav Shimon ben Gamliel disagree with Rav Nosson? He is like Pilin, am I like? So Asar Kochor you have to say, the less like Pil. El Roy, Ochanami Roy. So Kapon of Otebezai is gewissen, not the way you say. Rav Shimon Gamliel, even though he doesn't have Namias, but since if there would be Namias, he would have Namias, so memele shivrei schuchis is a machel for them. So memele, so he said pilim also, so chavila is meiris is also a machel for pilim. He said, but it's not shchiach to have it. This, it is shchiach, so roi itself is sufficient to make it ois mukta. Zogt Rashi, yitalta loi roi ulis loi pilim ula achila. That he answered him, loi shchiach. Let us see Taisus a minute. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer Af Metaltalim Shivrei Schuches. Mashme de Moide Letanekame de Mata Chaldol. He says, we're going by Droge. Tanekame says Chaldol is Mutter. And he says Af. So weiss Tois that Chaldol is Zicha Mutter. Poho des Nan Rav Shimon Gamliel Mata Bolof. We had in the Mishnah says, Lo yes aluf, lo yes achaldo, shim gamliel mater beluf. So weist is chaldo nicht. Becholz kein de mater bechaldo. Verkelt luf is even better than chaldo. That's what Taisa says pshat in the Mishnah. Zog te gemore weiter. Omar Rabbi, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, ve Rab Shimon, ve Rab Yishmoel, ve Rab Kive, kulo sfiru, kol Yisrael, bnei melochimei. That means he didn't have a potential to act like Bnei Melochim, and Memele, the Halachis are applied to them as if they are Bnei Melochim. They are Bnei, so Memele, so they have Halachis as Bnei Melochim. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hodamora. That means he's going to have a Basayana. He doesn't have a Basayana, but he could have a Basayana. Mistamed is Basayana, just like Rashi said by Irvim. This is only Ashirim had this. But if I can't, he's going to be an Osher. That's the Svore of Kol Yisrael, B'nai Melochim. So the Mele, whatever a Ben Melech could possess, is Yeda Yit has this potential. So that's Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon, this nan, b'nei melochim, sochin al gabi makeseim shemen deret, shekein dalkon shol b'nei melochim losach b'chayl. That b'nei melochim, even though shemen deret is a very expensive ointment, and it is only used normally for medical purposes, so therefore in Shabbos it should be also to be used because als refu, als gzeref shrikes samamonim, but since b'nei melochim use it a whole week, so maybe that is the ointment they anoint themselves with, so they can put on them al-gabi makisayim. By them there's a din of a machal b'riyim, it is not nikah that they're doing it l'refuah. But that's davke b'nei melochim, who can a whole week afford shemen veret, shaloi l'tzeich refuah. Rab Shimon Oimer kol Yisrael b'nei melochim aim. So it's no kasha if you see a yid on Shabbos is putting it on his makeh, it does not mean refuah, it means he's a ben melech. Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Kiva desanye, harei sho yonoshin boy elef mone, ulovush itzle baskuf mone. So he owes a lot of money. He has a very expensive beggar. So the Tanakam holds mafshitin oisei, a malbishin oisei itzle haruyeloi. I mean, the dafsobin as a choshev a beggar, you'll buy a cheaper beggar and you'll pay up your chayvis. He says, the halacha is that mesadrin lebal chayv, you don't take away his clothes, but pshat is, this is not his clothes. But who says, you need such a beggar? Such a big bal chayv can afford himself a cheaper beggar and he'll pay up his chayvis. Tana mishum Rabbi Yishmoel, v'tana mishum Rabbi Kiva, kol Yisrael ruyim lo yisei itztale. No, fakert. That's my beggar. It's memele, so... You cannot take it away from me. Al makaseim zekrashi b'shabes v'legozam mishum shchika samamon shekein dalkan losach b'loy makay hilkach la mulcha chamilsa de la refuah. Zok tegemore vayte chavilei kash v'chavilei eitzen tana rabbono. Chavilei kash v'chavilei eitzim v'chavilei zrodim im hiskino l'machol behemet metalpulam oitzim. Hiskino means hismino. That means if he was miyachedet for behemet to eat, metalpulam oitzim. V'lav ein metalpulam oitzim. You need hazmona. So the Rashba explains that shivrei klis chuchis, we learned you don't need hazmona. So the Rashba says, because Shivri Kli Shuchis is not Roy for anything, Mefakert, it's Roy for Abbas Hayane. So Memele, so you don't need Azmone for that. Masha'en came, these Chavilim, they were Poshet Oymed Lahasoke, so they're not Oymed for Machel Behemet. Because it's Oymed for a different Tashmish. That Tashmish makes it Muktzin Shabbos. So therefore you need here, Hiskino Lamachel Behemet. Vimlav Eymet Alto Moisim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, chavilim hanitolim biyad echod, muta letaltalom, bishtei yadayim osa letaltalom. If it is a heavy buntel, so it is osa letaltalom. Why? Alt stilche. Never ought to be matrich for the behemoths to schlep heavy masoif. Chavilia seyo eizoif vikunis. If they were brought in lechatchila to be used as fuel, they were brought in to dry up, so ain mistapik mehem b'shabbos. Lamachul behema mistapik mehem b'shabbos. V'koytim biyad, and the person is permitted to break off from these are types of tavlinim, of spices. The koytim biyad va'oichel ubelvad shalayiktaim bekeli. He shouldn't break off with a keli. umaylel va'eichel ubilvad shalayim leil bekeili harbe. I say says a melila bekeili, but he shouldn't be maylel harbe. Here melila bekeili is muta, but harbe is us. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'chachomim oimrim bekeili is abgefregt. Na filu biyad it's maylel b'roshi etz ba'eisel va'eichel. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Shekain makisem b'shabes, ha-makisem b'shabes, ha-gozim b'shem shlika sababon. Shekain dalton losach, b'loi makil, kach lab muchich emilse de l'refur. He's kinon, he's minon, osa l'talton, v'afilu he's minon, Lemachel beheime, the tilchi, if it's b'shtei yoda, siya eizoi v'kurnis lekami meforishlo. Hichnison le'eitzim liyavshom, shlo yiktoim bekeili, kiderech chil, kidamorom hayman de porim silke domi le'toichen. I don't know clue what Rashi means over here. Porim silke means he cuts it into small pieces, he chops it up. So there it's daima l'teichen. Here, l'yiktoim v'keili, l'yiktoim b'yad, it means he's making small pieces out of it. It's very unclear. B'milse d'rab Yehuda garsinen moilu v'oichel, u'b'vach shlo'yim leil b'keili harbe. V'chachamim oimri moilu b'roshi etz b'ois, u'b'vach shlo'yim leil b'yodai harbe, k'derechel. Kach matzosi b'teisefta d'rabon ha-machmeri. The bekule yada also. One is also to be moilu with the whole hand. Ela b'roshi etz b'ois. U'mahu moilu, ki goyim im bo lechel ha-zera, the moilu ha-shabitim sha-zera b'seicho. And that's how he gets out the zroi. V'chein ba'amiso, V'chein bepigeg, v'chein b'shar minei tablen. Mai amisa ninya. Siye, what is siye? Omar Rav Yehuda tzatri, we'll see in Rashi. Eizoy avresa. Kurnis, kurnisa shmo. So the Gemara says, how could you say that kurnis is kurnise, v'hu da omar lohu, man boy kornise v'ishtake choshi. It was that's choshi. Elosia tzatri eizayv avrisa kornise choshi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says v'chein ba'amisa l'kame forish may amisa. Ninye is mint. It's the mint. Pigim is R-U-E. It's a type of a spice. Citri is savory. That's lishnachine, pulio, that's pennyroyal. It's a type of also a spice. Avrisa is a hyssop. Choshi, shadriye, that's savory. We had before. Loshin rishin, what it was, loy peirish. But what kornisa was. Let us see what Taisva says. Hichnisan la'etzim ein mistapek. Ikula meime, the hochi kama. Because there's a stira. It says, Hichnisan la'etzim ein mistapek. If it was Hichnisan la'machal ba'ime mistapek, so what's stome? Ikula meime, the hochi kama. Stome nase kemish Hichnisan la'machal ba'ime, ki heichid le'tik sherei shel seifa. Zog the Gemara weiter. Itma. Boso meliach. Muta letaltaloi b'shabes. Bosom aliyach is muta letaltaloi b'shabes, even though it is not cooked, but it's edible. Boser tofu, so Rashi says boser tofu, she'ene maluach, it means you have meat that wasn't salted. Man de gori stafuach, hihi, so Rashi stafuach also means tofu. Rav hune omar muta letaltaloi. That is the Omar also the Tautla. So Yeve Machloik is by this Bosso Tof. Ravun Omar Mutal the Tautla, ורב הונה תלמיד דרב הבא, ורב כי רב יהודה סביר אלי דאיס לי מוקצה. So why should it be מוטה לטלטל? So the Gemara answers, במוקצה להכילה סובה לו כי רב יהודה, במוקצה לטלטל סובה לו כי רב שמע. That is פשט in רב יהודה, in רב הונה. L'chayre, what does Rashi say? Mutal taltalei, the less lay mukze betilta. Mukze lachila sablo kab Yehuda. Klaima, the isa mukze le inyan achila sablo kab Yehuda. The osa lo ichloi. Isa mukze le tilta sablo kab Shimon. Now, l'chayre, I think what does this mean? He holds Psapesech Ashtay Asifim, Gabi Achili holds like Gabi Yehuda, Gabi Tilpli holds like Rab Shimon. Now, Dachsach Meir, we once mentioned from the Stiple, Zachainu Lebroche, that the Stiple explains as follows, that there are two dinim in Mukze. There's one din, an Achilas Mukze, Shimush be Mukze, that din is Veichinu Es Asha Yaviyu. We learn that from a Pasik, it's Rasmachte, that one should only eat in Shabbos and Yom Tov something that was muchen mi ba'od yom. One can only eat adover muchen. Adover hamuchen, now what is called adover hamuchen? Do you need a positive rotzen to use it in order to make adover hamuchen? Or as long as there wasn't a positive rotzen not to use it, that also makes it min hamuchen. So that be'emesin is a machloikis Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. What makes it min hamuchen? For example, a ner shekova, you were madlik a ner, and for all practical purposes, you want the ner to burn Shabbos, and the shemen should burn out. The Hashtetzer, there's a possibility that the shemen may not burn out. Now if the shemen doesn't burn out, was it muchen mi ba'oid yoim to use? Now can you use the shemen on Shabbos? Can you put it into the tzvibalaya? Yes or no? So according to Rab Shimon, the Gemara says, Adam Yeshiva Mitzapet. So Yeshiva Mitzapet does not mean he wanted that the ner should burn out, but he realized this could also happen. So Memele, so he wasn't matched biyadayim that he won't use the shemen for Shabbos. I mean, he was aware, subconsciously, he was aware that this shemen might still be usable for achila in Shabbos. But he wasn't making it behead yet. So according to Rab Shimon, one is permitted to eat from the shemen. According to Rab Yehuda, you need a more positive achon in order to be permitted to eat it. Now, that is legabi achila. Now, legabi tiltul, there's a different halacha. The din tiltul has nothing to do with veichinu asashay yaviyu. The din tiltul is that chazal asa tiltul eitzim vavon. Something that is not a machel, that's not roi lachile, falls into eitzim vavonim, into the category of eitzim vavon. So memele, so pachsach me the gemara saying as follows. Now, is this Basar Tofel? Basar Tofel, according to Rav Yehuda, this is not the normal shtege to eat Basar Tofel. There could be a situation could arise that he would eat Basar Tofel, but das heisnish min hamuchen. But according to Rav Shimon, it is considered min hamuchen. That's the possibility, the situation that might arise that he might eat Basar Tofel, that makes him min hamuchen. So legabi to eat it bepoyel, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. In order to eat it bepoyel, it has to be, you need something more muchen to be called mina muchen. So therefore you're not allowed to eat it. Legabi tiltul, that means we should say that since it's not oimet to be eaten, so it's like eitzim vavonim, so it has a shame eitzim vavonim, so legabi tiltul we say no, since there's a possibility that it might be eaten, so a shame eitzim b'avonim, it doesn't help. It's fault in itself a teiris oichel because of the possibility that it might be eaten. It seems that's how you split the hair. So even though bepoyel, it's not allowed to be eaten, but it's not considered fault, eitzim vavonim, since fault is a teiris machol that could be eaten. It's different than macholis asuris. Macholis asuris, pebble, cannot be eaten. Finished. There's nothing to talk about. This, there is a possibility that it might be eaten, so this slight possibility gives it a shame machol al kaponim legabi the yisr tilt. The mutzel etaltel sovera kirab shimin. Rav Chisda omar osa letaltel. Rav Chisda holds, it's osa letaltel. Frek de gemore, so he holds bosa tofel, it's osa letaltel. Vor Rav Yitzhak barami ikla lebei Rav Chisda. Vechoza hu bar avze da vekom etaltel e mishim shaletule. There was a bar avze, a geshochtene dog. That was basa tofel. They were metaltel at mishim shalatula, was out in the sun, and Rav Chisda, v'omar Rav Chisda chesor and kiska chazin enoch. What mice is this to leave it out in the sun? So memele. So he, in other words, he told them that they should that they should be metaltel. It's basa tofel. So the Gemara says, "Shani bar avze dechazi leumtze." It's since it's basa rochich, it's a soft meat. So even though it's tofel, it's right to choose some amel that afilu according to Rav Yehuda l'chayr has a teiris machol. Zogt Rashi, barav ze shochet, mishim shalatula shlo yaschia. Amulu Rav Chisda chesan kizcha zini noach, shata menich maise b'shemin, shemischamim, besoku alpiv mecham alatzel, ba'umtzak shulchai, oichun oise b'loy melach.